For example, my grandfather, that really happened about 20 years ago. John and Mary had a little boy, 3 years old. And they wanted one more child to complete their so-called family. And later on, Mary became pregnant, and they were really thrilled for them. And later on, Mary received, got rubella, German measles. You knew that was really a bad epidemic. It covered most of the area at that time. And the doctor said, your baby could be normal. Also, baby could be deaf, or blind, or mentally retarded, perhaps. And John and Mary pondered this. And they thought about it, about having an abortion. But that was against their Christian principles. And they were concerned about what the church might think. And then when it came time for the birth, they saw this beautiful daughter. And the doctor wanted to check the baby to examine her. And after the examination was finished, Mary went to the doctor and said, you have a very beautiful baby. And then Mary asked the nurse, is the child normal? And the nurse kind of wandered around and said, no. Your baby is blind. And even though Mary had a promotion that something's happened, the tears came quickly. And she asked, why, God? Why did this happen to us? We are good Christians. Why? No, it's very difficult. So you can read the first paragraph that's at the top of this page. And it states, many Christians, both normal and disabled, at times or often are tempted to question God's dealings in our lives. We do not always understand God's ways. There are times when we feel that God deserts us and or our unfortunate loved ones. What complicates matters is that those without Christ as their Savior seemingly enjoy their life and or prosper while we have our trials and tribulations. We may easily come to the conclusion that God is not fair and that He cannot be trusted. There are no easy answers to the why of disabilities. However, the Word of God contains much encouragement for the disabled Christians and those who sustain them. The Book of Job is a wonderful book that deals with this question. I only have 1 hour, and also this book sometimes is very deep. In some ways it's very deep, so we're going to just kind of set it aside and we're going to look at this reading in Exodus chapter 4 verses 11 and 12. Can I hear people? These are for you. You can pay attention to me. And then another interpreter would come, maybe hearing people who sing. Like if they have a question, maybe just, if you can hear them, just sign to him so that he can see it. Do you think that God made the deaf for the blind people? think that God created the deaf for the blind? No? No answers? There's no answers, no response?
I think God created those people. I don't necessarily believe that God intentionally causes people to be deaf or blind or has desires that to be the case. I think sometimes that happens for other reasons.
It's God's will. Yes, to speak God's witness. No, he didn't think that was right. Then I would say that God permitted that to happen. That God permitted that. Now, when we're reading some of these verses, think for example in the Psalms chapter 4, it says that God despises the wickedness and all evil. And disability is really an evil. In some ways, it's bad. You know, it says, but God made that. In the 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 3, it says, in part it says there was confusion. In other parts it shows that God wanted this bad thing to happen. And 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, and 9, it also says that when you read it, you can read it at home because it has a short time anyway. It says, my feeling is that when it had seemed that God made the deaf or the blind, I do not believe that. I feel surely that God permitted those things to happen for or because of his wisdom and in his own way and reason. I am thinking that God maybe is punishing me because I became deaf. I thought maybe God was punishing me because later on, when I was about 2.5 years old, 7.5 years old, I fell down. And I hurt my chin and my head. And I fell backwards. And that's how I became deaf. I broke or tore the nerve in my ears. And so maybe I think that God permitted that. And I remember that my father could not only be patient with me, and all the time he would beat me and things like that in the back. And after I became deaf, my father started to show love and pay more attention to me. So maybe it was for the better, I think. And I think of that, of myself as normal. I've thought of myself as normal ever since I had that fall. Thank you for sharing that with us. When I was 2.5 years old, I went to the doctor because I had very bad tonsils and they wanted to take them out. And the doctor had to operate to take them out. And the doctor did not know that my hearing was bad and that my ears were infected. And the doctor didn't even bother to check my ears. And I was in the hospital, in the doctor's office, and then I went home. And my ears started to drain. And it was like wax coming out. And it was really bad. I had a horrible time. The doctor gave me medicine. And I had to take medicine from the time I was 2.5 to the time I was 3. And now my hearing is gone. So my father would have me stand outside the car and practice watching because I couldn't hear anything. And then my parents became really depressed about that. And I went to Kansas City, Missouri to see another doctor that found out if I was deaf. And then they sent me to the school for the deaf in Kansas City, in Kansas. And I grew up as a deaf child. And I've been deaf all my life since that time. I have a partial answer to that. In the Gospel of John, wait just 1 minute please. Let us read. In Jeremiah chapter 15. He's putting down. Jeremiah 15, verses 10 to 21. They'll make sure that they didn't cause trouble for the weak, or even more trouble by their power for God or against God. That's a possibility.
Go ahead. Okay, it seems to me in both this passage and the Exodus one, it's very important people. It's God's prophets, Moses and Jeremiah, who have been afflicted for the sake of learning to be better messengers. To learn dependence on God, and it was part of their ministry to God's people. So I think in these cases, it's a really positive thing.
So I ask questions, understand how the prophet Jeremiah felt when he wrote this passage. How was he feeling at this time? The opening words say that he wished that he had never been born. Why?
I think he was frustrated, angry, depressed. His family and friends had rejected him, and he wasn't, I guess one could say at times he was almost suicidal.
Any other comments? Job, you know, in the Bible, he had lots of problems, just numerous problems. Lost his family, and he could have lost his faith in God. That faith, sometimes Job had time to doubt. He sometimes even doubted and questioned God's ability. And even the best Christian is disabled by doubt. Even myself. Any more comments?
I just noticed here how he cries out against God and with the question why. And then he accuses God of being like a deceitful brook. I'm trying to imagine that picture. It must be a place where you think you are going to get water in a very thirsty place and the water does not come. Sounds like he's very angry against God.
One of the things that also happens in the text is the angriness kind of resolves itself near the end. And it's almost as if there's a turnaround in his perspective, that he gets all of these feelings out. But Pastor Ludwig says it's not so bad. In fact, all of us at times doubt. But through our expression of our feelings, sometimes there's a turnaround and we begin to see the hand of God at work.
The only thing I was going to add was that it seems like so much of his frustration, his anger, is is due to the fact that no one's listening to him. That he has essentially been loyal to the word of God and done what God has asked, and yet no one is listening. And he's like, what am I doing this for?
There had been no results to his ministry.
Right.
No results to his ministry. He was deeply frustrated. Are there any other comments? Any more? Okay, we're going to go on ahead to John chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. So the time is born. He's born blind. He's born deaf. Groped deaf. The deaf and blind groped. Okay, apostles finally was deaf. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then apostles asked this question, Lord, this man, was it his own sin? Was he sin that God punished him for? Or are his parents at fault for what happened to him? Is that why God made their child blind? What was Jesus' response? What was Jesus' response? And it really seemed strange to me when I first read this in seminary. You know, it just really was a puzzled me. And it says, it was not that his mother or father sinned, or that he himself, or his parents sinned, or he himself sinned, but so that God could be made manifest within him, or made known. Now you need to pay attention to these opening words. Now Jesus doesn't deny that it was his fault or that it was his parents' fault. He doesn't deny that. He doesn't say that it is either. Are there any comments? Anyway, now we go on to what Jesus continues to say. He says, but that the works of God might be made manifest in him, or made known. What does that word mean, those words of Jesus mean? What do they mean? In his own mind, Jesus was revealing God's glory by giving this man his sight. And this wasn't an isolated incident. For it also speaks, because every person at any time, from Jesus' time and before, even up to today on earth, there have been handicapped people. And how is that so? Why is that so? It doesn't say. Well, think about it. What does the Bible mean? What did Jesus mean by this? What does Jesus mean? Like the people or the parents were worried, trouble with the doctor, or
careless,
or maybe they're careless or something. I don't know. Okay. Well, the response is yes and no. Well, let me give myself as an example. Many of my family who are pastors. My grandfather, four uncles, four cousins. Oh, it's about one more cousin. And a nephew. All are pastors. Now, I have to be honest to say that if God had not made me deaf, I would have not even thought of becoming a pastor or working with the deaf. There was no one in my family that worked with the deaf or any other handicap condition. And it was by making me deaf that God revealed his glory. By using me as a tool, God has revealed his glory. Any more comments or discussion?
Here. my parents are deaf, and when I read this verse, my life was really changed 180 degrees, because I couldn't love my parents because of their using the sign language, and they couldn't understand my feeling. And, but since I read this verse, I really found that his work and displays his works. Like, if I receive the deaf people, we will have a heart to love those person. And also, if you see the deaf people, you can thank God you can hear and you can talk. So we can help those people. I don't know how to explain, but like, we can have a love for those people, and we can thank God through those people. And also, I think deaf people are really in great, even, you know, for us, it's hard to grow up and grow up the baby, but they can't hear, but they just, you know, grow up the child. Even they can't hear, but they just do it. I mean, I don't know how to explain, but I think through those people, we can have love.
Beautiful, very nice. Thank you. Okay, according to her mother, I think that God maybe was testing her parents? Testing her parents? Or placing a test on her parents into people and the children to see what would happen. If they're blind or deaf or lame or retarded or any other disability. Testing the parents to see if they would love their children or not, as they were, to accept them unconditionally, to love them, to care for them, to help them grow up, maybe. And the way that God, maybe that's how God tests people sometimes.
I have a difficult time believing that God singles out one individual to create them deaf or blind. But as I look at the pain that has come into my life at moments, it's easy to want to blame God, but I would rather blame it on the fallenness and brokenness and separation of our world from God, and look at whatever happens in my life or the pain of another person's life as an opportunity to choose, or by grace, to allow God to come into my life to heal. And so I have a hard time saying that God made Charlotte deaf, but I can believe that God is in her life and can come to her and be with her in her deafness, and can come to me and be with me as I get to know her as a friend and care for her in her deafness and in my hearingness. I look rather at it as an opportunity to walk with God.
Thank you. Really, it is hard to say or to share my feelings about how I felt when I fell down and became deaf. You know, I felt that maybe God was punishing my parents and he was punishing me. And it was hard to express. You know, they really don't know how disappointed I felt. But then I became happy to be deaf as I was growing up. It's hard to tell people or explain that. And John, the first verse in the 8th verse, he says that God wasn't punishing his parents. No, remember that. And then other comments.
I guess I'd like to ask you, Pastor Ludwig, if I understand what, and I would really believe that God really has used you, and in some ways, because you were deaf, used that as a particular opportunity for ministry. I guess I wonder if you think that God particularly willed or caused you to be deaf, or was that something that happened and then God used that as a particular or special way of ministry through that?
Boy, that's a hard question. I've had a challenged life. You know, it could happen that, you know, maybe I could have almost died many times. But God's allowed me to live and has kept me strong. At first, I became deaf when I had pneumonia and measles at the same time. And then when that happened, when I was a young boy, then I had pneumonia, almost drowned. I was underwater for a long time, and God still didn't want me to die. But somehow the Lord has always pulled me up out of those problems. And there are many more events throughout my life. It seems that God is working everything for His glory and for His grace to allow them to continue in me. And that maybe might answer your question in part. No, it's not a complete answer. But, you know, I must give credit to God Himself. Even though I wonder sometimes why things have happened as they have. Mother and father and your family were strong Christians. Mother and father led you and helped you to live and guided you. Yes, perhaps so. Let's go ahead and read these next five Bible verses. 1 John 3, verse 8. Job 2, verse 7. 2 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 10. Mark 9, verses 25 to 29. And Hebrews 2, verse 14. One of best Christians, you know, Satan even challenged God to permit these things to happen to Job. Satan wanted to hurt Job very much. And it was the same situation with Paul. He was a wonderful missionary for Christ. And he established many church congregations all the way from Israel clear up through Spain. And also he had a wonderful vision of heaven. But God allowed Satan to hurt him, to give him a thorn. Satan tried to enter this young boy and make him handicapped, deaf, mute, and maybe he even caused him a cerebral palsy or epilepsy. And since Satan worked at this all the time, and that even still happens today. But what's another cause of all disabilities and problems? Well, the answer says sin. And the commentary says it was sin. Who causes war? Or what causes war? Well, it surely isn't God. Who causes war? Satan. You can't blame Satan. You can't blame partially on people, yourselves, you know, your own selves. What is the cause of famine? What is the cause of conflicts and divorce within family? The cause of all misery and the cause of unhappiness. You have a response to that question or reply? Maybe we're greedy and we're trying to take over things such as money. We're selfish. The sin of man, greed, yes, that's one. Any others?
I think I see things in two different ways. I see human sinfulness as the cause of things like war, hunger, oppression. But when it comes to something like disability, let's say blindness, a child born blind or a child born deaf, I'm not sure I can say that human beings were the cause of that, nor do I particularly think that one might say either God or Satan is the cause of that. I think the problem of sinfulness there enters in terms of how do humans react to the person born blind or deaf. Then does our sinfulness take over that we exclude them, make fun of them, say they're not normal, they can't be part of our community? That's where I see sinfulness in this whole issue, not in terms of the people, whether they're blind or deaf or whatever their disability or handicap may be.
Still, I don't think that God is the cause of this. I really don't think that He is the cause of this. Are there any other questions or comments?
It is helpful for me to think that the first one who cries when a child is born deaf or blind or any other disability is God.
Deaf or blind, you know, maybe that happened. There's like 8 million. Eight? During. Okay, he has a question over there on the thing. More questions right here at the blue shirt.
It seems to me that one has to assume that there is some cause for anything which happens. There is an ancient doctrine of the church called original sin. And I understand that to mean that when I was born into a world where the perfection of the creation was already impaired by the activities of my predecessors. If an existing condition, something that was before my birth, pollution in the air, poison in the food, hatred between people, whatever it may be, which separates man from God and destroys the perfection of God's creation, caused me to have an impairment. Cause is not something that I did, but it is a cause of people who lived before me, who left the world in a condition of sinfulness into which I was born. Therefore, I do not find fault with God. I would agree that God is the first one to be sorrowful when a person is born with a disability. But I do find that there is cause, and the cause traces itself to sinfulness of people who have lived and who have destroyed the perfection which God created.
My concern of that is someone trips and falls and causes death. Is that sin?
or a tornado comes and wipes out the parents of a little child and emotionally disrupts that child's life, is the tornado sin?
I would respond yes.
It's a good question. He says yes, the man says yes.
Not of the child who falls, but of some condition which existed, which creates an environment or circumstance in which the child lives and incurs that harm.
To say that my husband became deaf before he was born. His mother went to a ball, and she went to her sister's to help take care of her sister's little boy. And her father said no. And they had a fight in their home. And the mother rebelled against her father and went to take care of this little boy. And later on when he was born prematurely, or early. She was 6 months along. My father and mother did not know that, his mother and father did not know that he was deaf, until they found out when he was almost 20 months old. Do you think that was because of sin? The pastor says no. Response to that? Darlene, you have a question?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. Luke 13, 1 to 5. Bad things have happened, such as the sinking of a ship or the plane crash. We think of all the Christians who died. You know, about the hotel fire. You think maybe it's a God's fault? Well, the answer is right here. This is that Jesus himself replies, no. None of that is God's fault or God's responsibility. You cannot blame God. Now a time to read a final verse that shows God's grace is sufficient. It says that his grace is sufficient. For he says that to all things, or just that to all things, including disabled people, his grace is sufficient for all. We must trust in his love. We praise God for his love. Well, I think we better stop right now, because I have to take the stand back for the interpreter. We'll say it again. No, nothing tomorrow. Remember, nothing tomorrow. We change the time schedule. Again, on Thursday afternoon at 4 and Friday again at 10 in the morning. So if you see a schedule that says tomorrow, don't show up. We're not here.